Morning Watch, Living In and with the Divine Trinity, Week 6, Experiencing and Enjoying the Divine Trinity in Full, Lord's Day, John 1, verse 18, No one has ever seen God, the only begotten Son, who is in the bosom of the Father. He has declared Him. John 11, verses 43 through 44, And when He had said these things, He cried out with a loud voice, Lazarus, come out. And he who had died came out, bound hand and foot with cloths, and his face was bound about with a handkerchief. Jesus said to them, Loose him and let him go. Colossians 1, verses 9 through 11. Therefore we also, since the day we heard of it, do not cease praying and asking on your behalf that you may be filled with the full knowledge of his will, and all spiritual wisdom and understanding, to walk worthily of the Lord, to please Him in all things, bearing fruit in every good work, and growing by the full knowledge of God, being empowered with all power, according to the might of His glory, and to all endurance and long-suffering with joy. Colossians 2, verses 2 and 10, that their hearts may be comforted, they being knit together in love and unto all the riches of the full assurance of understanding and to the full knowledge of the mystery of God Christ. Verse 10, And you have been made full in Him who is the head of all rule and authority. Colossians 3 verse 10, And have put on the new man which is being renewed unto full knowledge according to the image of Him who created him. Colossians 4, verse 12. Epaphras, who is one of you, a slave of Christ Jesus, greets you, always struggling on your behalf in his prayers that you may stand mature and fully assured in all the will of God.